And so, one of the cases in follicular lymphoma that I have here is just such a patient, a young man, 57 years old, who was treated with bendamustine and rituximab, and then progressed actually between cycles 4 and 6 of treatment. Clearly a very poor prognosis. And this is the patient where you're not going to go back to conventional chemotherapy because clearly the tumor clone has demonstrated that it is not highly responsive to rituximab and to chemotherapy. Yes, one could try R-CHOP or RCVP, but that's a patient where I would start to think about pathway inhibitors, and idelalisib would be a reasonable choice. We discussed that with him. Copanlisib is a reasonable choice in a patient like that. We discussed that with him. But we had a clinical trial of a second-generation PI3 kinase delta inhibitor with greater potency so that we could get responses at lower doses. And ultimately, that's what he chose to participate in. And he's had a great response to treatment. He had a PET-negative complete response. And of the 30 patients now on this trial, he is the only person who has developed grade 3 diarrhea. And unfortunately, this has caused me to have to stop the study drug. But we had always planned any treatment, if we could get him into remission, as a bridge to an allo transplant. Now, why an allo instead of an auto? An auto is just more chemo. I don't even like the term auto transplant, as you know. I always rail against it. I prefer high-dose therapy with autologous stem cell rescue because it's much more descriptive of what we actually do. Allo transplant is immunotherapy. And, it is introducing a new immune system that's going to provide ongoing pressure on that malignant clone and hopefully eradicate it. And, we know that allogeneic bone marrow transplant is curative in relapsed and refractory follicular lymphoma.